Hello and welcome back. And today's topic is just a little bit of everything. I'm gonna be talking about a lot. If you want to listen and tune in, you can. Absolutely. These are just my personal opinions or personal preferences or whatever. So if you don't agree with some of them, skip, or go to the next one or something like that. I don't know. But hi guys, today I am just gonna be talking, like I said. So anyways, what I'm gonna be talking about right now before I probably go off into this whole spiel about something is peanut butter. And it's weird that I'm gonna be talking about peanut butter, but I absolutely hate peanut butter. I don't like the fact that it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth. I don't like the taste. I don't like the texture. It makes me genuinely sick. And it may sound childish, but when I was younger, we used to eat peanut butter sandwiches a lot. So I feel like that's why I don't like it. Also, and then also bananas are just the texture of those. Like, I don't know how to explain it. They make my mouth, like, feel sick. Like, you know, like when you're about to throw up and your mouth gets all watery? That's how bananas make my mouth feel. And they just, they're just so gross. And I just don't like bananas. I don't really like orange juice. I think orange juice is diabolical. If that was the last thing on earth to drink, I'll probably just drink it. You know, I'm not going to be that picky. But I don't like orange juice. Like, and now that I'm older and I'm able to pick out what I get to eat, I don't know. I don't eat chicken dinners and french fries. I put my diet around the foods that I do like, because also I don't really like steak that much. I used to eat it a lot when I was younger with my dad. And so my dad would have us eat that all the time. So I just don't like steak. Like, I don't like the texture. I don't like the fact that it gets stuck in your teeth. Chicken does the same thing, but it's different when it's chicken. Like, I like grilled chicken. Fried chicken, no. I'm good. I don't know why. I don't really like fried chicken unless it's like fast food fried chicken, not KFC. KFC is gross. KFC is diabolical. I will not eat KFC like ever again, probably. I like Popeyes. Popeyes is good. Them biscuits are dry. Let's keep it there. Popeyes biscuits are drier. Like, dry. They're drier than a dryer sheet that just got done drying. Like, that's how dry Popeyes biscuits are. Like, seriously. I'm being so serious. I don't like Popeyes biscuits. But I love, like, their chicken. Their chicken's really good to me, in my personal opinion. Yeah. And also don't like tomatoes. Tomatoes are literally, the texture is gross. I don't like shrimp. The texture is gross. The flavor, I don't know. And I think that, I know people say you're supposed to clean it and stuff, but it just freaks me out because, like, sometimes they'll have, like, the little eyeballs and stuff. Ugh, just no. I've never had a lobster, but I really want to try lobster. And I'll be seeing these seafood boils, and I want to try a seafood boil, but no shrimp. I want, like, the crab. I want crab or lobster. That sounds so good. Got my mouth all hungry and stuff, but, so anyways, also, I don't like olives, and I don't like the tanginess. Surprisingly, I like mushrooms and onions. Those are super good. Mushrooms are good when they're cooked right. Onions are good with, like, literally hamburgers, just anything with onions, pretty much. I'll eat it. You'll catch me eating it. Onions on pizza is good, depending on how they make it. Philly cheesesteak is good with onions. Like, everything, anything that has, like, onions, like, I'll make my sandwiches, I'll put ham, cheese, onions, lettuce, you know what I'm saying? I'll put stuff on there like that, or, like, I like onions, like, they're just good, and then they're flavorful, but I definitely like the red onions. Those are super good. Surprisingly, since, it's crazy, because I like oranges, but I don't like orange juice. I like pizza, but I don't like ketchup or tomatoes. Like, the reason why I don't like ketchup, and I feel like it's just because of the flavor, like, it just makes me, ugh. I love ranch with everything, though. I will eat ranch with a cheeseburger and don't care. I'll dip ranch, like, with anything, besides if it's, like, sweet, like, or just something you normally wouldn't put ranch with. Ranch with pizza is, like, a pretty famous one, and I love ranch with pizza. It's so, 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 so good. So good. And also, like, ranch with french fries, that's good. And for some reason, I really like McDonald's ranch. I feel like McDonald's ranch is a little bit slept on. They have really, really good ranch. They really do. But also, I genuinely do not like I don't remember what ranch. I don't remember what ranch is. I don't like the off-brand ranch. It tastes funky to me. It tastes really weird. So either I'll get like the Hidden Valley, or I'll just like try to find one that I know that I'll like. And it's not that I'm a picky eater. It's because I grew up eating a majority of the stuff that I'm talking about. So now that I'm older, I just don't like it. Like, and also your taste buds change as you get older. But genuinely, like, I like bell peppers. I like cucumbers. Like, I like all the stuff that some people normally don't like. But I feel like peanut butter and bananas is less of a common one that people do like. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, some people absolutely love peanut butter. My little sister's allergic, so she can't really eat it, which makes me sad. So she doesn't know, but I told her, like, how gross it was, and she was just like, oh, okay. Anyways, yeah. You know, she's, like, 14, so she talks about, like, about to be 14, but she talks about, like, everything was, I don't know. Anyways, I don't like, the reason why I don't like a majority of these foods is either because of the texture or just because of the taste. I don't know how to describe what bananas taste like, but bananas just isn't, just no. It's just a big no for me. I don't really like watermelon, but watermelon is good if it's fresh. If it's just left to sit out, like, in the fridge for days, it's, I don't know, it starts to get too soft. Like, I need the crunchiness. I need the, like, when you bite down and it's the, I need that. Like, that's what I need. I really like, I like grapes. Like, I don't know why I'm talking about foods I like or I don't like. I don't know. Maybe just to get to know me, I guess. But I like foods. Fruits. Sorry. I like a majority of fruits. Absolutely love strawberry. Strawberry flavored anything is so good. Strawberry milk is the only thing. I don't like milk. Let me reiterate that. I don't like milk, but I like strawberry milk. It's really weird. And I don't like chocolate. This is weird because I just genuinely don't like the taste of chocolate. Like, I think that, like I said, I used to grow up eating a lot of this stuff, so I'm just like, ugh, like, it makes me cringe. Like, chocolate, for some reason, it just makes me, it also makes my mouth, like, really itchy, too. I might be allergic to it. I don't know. Pineapples are super good. I absolutely love, what is it called? Oh, my gosh. What is it called? I don't know. I like a lot of fruits and veggies. I like broccoli. Raw broccoli's good. I don't really like carrots, but I'll eat them. Like, I'm not, like, if it's, like, in a dish, I'm not gonna, like, completely not eat it. It's just not something, like, I prefer. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm going to talk about what do I like to do in my free time. What I like to do in my free time is I really like to journal. And it's weird because I'm not that good at saying stuff out loud, but I'm so good at putting it down on paper. I love to write. I'm really good at drawing. I absolutely love drawing. I've been drawing since I was, like, 11. And I'm still getting better at, like, drawing, you know. So I've been drawing for about, like, 8 years. About 9 years now. I also like, I really, really like to read too. I like to read and I like to write. I like to journal. I like to play sports. I was never really good at sports. We'll get into that soon. I don't really like, see, the thing is that I was never good at sports. It was strange. I just wasn't. But I really like to draw. It's like my favorite thing. I love to draw abstract stuff that's not real. I'm trying to been working on, like, realism lately, like, with the eyes and stuff like that, but some of my drawings can be a little bit too much for some people. Some people look at it and be like, "Ooh, girl, what is that?" Some people like it, some people don't. Some people like, "Oh, that's cool, but you should do this," and I'm like, "Don't tell me what to do. I'm the one that's drawing, not you." But I'm just kidding. But, like, if there's somebody that's better than me at drawing, I genuinely take the time to learn rather than getting jealous. Like, that's me. Like, if somebody's telling me something, I'm going to take the time to learn rather than getting mad because I know they're doing it to help me. But you can genuinely tell when people are hating on you. So I feel like there's a big difference between that. But anyways, I also absolutely love, like, I love to sleep. And I know, like, nowadays, if you sleep too long in society, you get, like, judged upon for that or something. Like, I've noticed people do that a lot lately. Like, on social media, they'll be judging people for sleeping, or, like, sleeping for, like, okay, I get it. If you're asleep, like, the whole day without doing nothing, then, like, yeah. But I also love to clean too. I love to clean. I love reorganizing. Reorganizing is my favorite thing to do. I love to take care of, like, my skin, like, self-care. I love to do my toes. Like, I like to paint my toes. I'm not good at it, so sometimes if I get the chance, I'll have my fiance do it for me, which is really strange. It's not strange. It's really sweet of him, honestly, because, like, I can't paint my toes, but I also like to get my nails done too. That's something that's part of, like, my self-care. I really love to shop. I love to draw pictures of clothes, so that kind of goes along with drawing, but I love to create new clothing ideas. I like to do stuff like that. I also love to talk. If you can't tell, I absolutely love to talk. Like, it's like, I just talk. Like, I also said I like to write, but I also like to write poems, too. I like to write short stories of things that don't really, they're not like real short stories, but they're more of like metaphoric short stories or an analogy short stories, you know. Sometimes I'll talk so much to the point where my words will start to get all scrambled because my brain is moving faster than my mouth is, so it's just like, you know. But I feel like me having a podcast is perfect for me to be able to talk, because eventually I'll get tired of talking and I want to stop talking and stuff like that. But yeah, also I love to look at Pinterest. I love to look at new ideas that I can do. I love to decorate things and stuff like that. And I'm so glad I'm able to decorate, like, my wedding. Our wedding. I have to stop saying my. It's out his, too. It's his just as much as it's mine. It's just as much as, you know. But, yeah. What else do I like to do? I like to paint. I really, really love to paint. I love to go to church. It's crazy, but I love to do Bible study, and I love to praise and worship. Praise and worship is really a favorite thing of mine, because I'll play, like, hype praise and worship music to get myself hyped for the day, or sometimes I'll do, like, the slow praise and worship music to sit in the presence of God, and it's not weird. It's not weird, and I don't really care what people think of that, but I absolutely love praise and worship. I feel like it connects me closer to God. I'll just sit in silence, and I'll just sit there. And, like, I mean, my mind will just be all quiet, and I'm just, like, literally just sitting there, and I'm just enjoying whatever's around me, the quietness, the fact that I'm being still. And it's crazy, because I wasn't good at it at first, but now I've gotten better at it, the more that I grow in my relationship with Christ, you know. Next topic. Fast food restaurants that I absolutely despise. I think Jack in the Box is gross. I don't need to iterate on that or anything. Jack in the Box is gross. Period, point blank, bottom line. Jack in the Box is just, that's all I gotta say. It's just, like, it's just there. Like, I feel like it's just like, oh, if you want this, go get it. But the fact that they have tacos, I did eat some. They're not my favorite. Taco Bell is my favorite place. It's my go-to. My man will ask me, he'll be like, hey, what fast food restaurant do you feel like eating? Do you want Taco Bell? I'm like, hey, you already know. He already knows. Because they'll be like, oh, where you want to go eat at Taco Bell? He's like, no, I'm talking about, like, out to eat. Oh, I'm like, oh, okay, then let's go here, you know? But Taco Bell, go to. I don't know. It's actually really good. Lately, it's gotten really expensive because anytime we go there, maybe because we order a lot, but anytime we go there, it was like $30, $40 on Taco Bell. I think it's just good. McDonald's, I feel like, is just, if it's something quick and easy. It's not bad, but it's not good neither. It's not good for your health, but it's good and tasting good. That's what I feel like. Neither is Taco Bell, to be honest, but that's different. But anyways, McDonald's, I feel like they don't really have any more healthy food options. I feel like when they used to, I don't know if they still sell the salads or not. I don't know. But McDonald's is just no. I feel like it's just like a quick and easy grab something. And they also, I feel like their breakfast is good. The eggs, y'all, I used to work at McDonald's. I also used to work at Taco Bell, too. Panda Express is good. Panda Express is really good. It's literally watered down Chinese food, to be honest. But it's good. Don't get me wrong. And then I like Chinese food. I actually really like Chinese food. I like Mexican food. Too. Mexican food is my favorite to eat. Also, if my man also does ask me where I want to go eat, not the watered down taco, Mexican food, Taco Bell, Filiberto's. I don't know where you're watching this from, but it's a place here in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's super good. It's super good. They have carne asada fries. They have, like, rolled tacos. It's super good, but I feel like it's a little bit more Americanized here, but it's still super good. In my personal opinion, or sometimes I like going to the taco trucks, super good. Going to the taco trucks are super good because I feel like it's just super authentic, super yummy, and just never misses. Burger King, the Whoppers are good. Everything else on that menu is disgusting. Everything else on that menu is gross. The Whoppers are really good, and I feel like the patty is grilled. Good. But everything else on that menu is disgusting. I don't need to say much on that. You either agree or you disagree. There is no in between. Even if you get fresh fries, the fries are still nasty. And that's just my personal opinion. Okay, next. What else is there? Popeyes is good. I said that earlier. Popeyes is really good. Them biscuits is dry. They is dry. You might as well be eating a bag full of dust. Popeyes biscuits is dry. Period, point blank, bottom line. They're dry. Okay? What else? Let me think. I really like... what else do I really like? I don't know. See, oh, what is it? It just came to my head, and then it just, like, completely just, like, went away. And that happens, like, a lot. But anyways, let me think. Y'all, hold on. Give me a second. Don't be hating on me. No, I'm still here. It's just a long silence. Let me think. A Salad and Go is good. I think Salad and Go, they have really good salads. I've only had it once, but I think that they're really good and they're a healthy food option. Chipotle is good. I feel like it's overrated though. I feel like it's not as good. And it's good, but it's not good. You know, like it's good. You know, but I feel like it's so overrated in my personal opinion. That's my personal opinion. And I feel like people would just be hating on people that have their own personal opinions. Nobody cares if you agree or disagree, bro. It's a personal opinion. Anyways, that's my personal opinion with my own personal opinion, period. I'm trying to, like, there's, like, a lot of fast food restaurants here. Like, I swear, in Arizona, you turn the corner and there's just, boom, fast food restaurant. Like, seriously. I'm talking about if you want to gain some weight, come to Arizona. I'm telling you, man. Dang, I gained a lot of weight since I came here. Like, I used to be really skinny, and now I'm more, anyways, like, just, yeah. But, also, I think that a good one is Smashburger's good. They take a long time, but they're good. Wingstop is so good. I like Wingstop. Wingstop is really, really good. I used to work there too. They just take forever. I also used to work at Panda Express too. I worked at McDonald's twice, Taco Bell, Wingstop, Smashburger. Wouldn't recommend working there. They pay terribly. Yeah. And then what else? I'm trying to think. Also, I don't like, my least favorite, like, fast food place, I'll probably have to go with Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is just a no. Del Taco is a wannabe Taco Bell. I think that they're gross, and they make my stomach hurt, like, horribly. Rally's is so slept on. Rally's has such good burgers. They have good mozzarella sticks. They have good fries. Rally's is good. Arby's is disgusting. I feel like Arby's is for if you're just, I don't even know. I feel like Arby's, they have good fries. And that's all I can say. And I like the slot chicken, buffalo chicken sliders. Anything else I won't eat. And there's a reason why. And I just don't know why I will not eat there. I won't. I just like, I can't do it. Maybe I'll go get fries or something from there. But I just won't eat it. Subway is okay. I feel like Subway nowadays is just a little bit overrated. Ever since they came out with all that new stuff, I feel like it's just gross. Like, it's just not what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just not what it's just not giving what's supposed to be given anymore. You know? Like, I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Epic Wings. I don't know if they have that wherever you're hearing this from. But they're really good. They have good wings. They have these fries that are so good. So good. They have, like, these fries that you can get with, like... I'm making myself hungry. Cane's is good. I wish they had a little bit more food options. I wish they had macaroni and cheese. I wish Cane's had macaroni and cheese. And if they did come out with macaroni and cheese, good. Chick-fil-A, overrated. In my personal opinion, the fries are good. They're good. Okay, I feel like it's just not, like, I don't know, I just feel like it's so overrated. Like, it just makes you not even want it, to be honest, because, like, it's good, don't get me wrong, but it's just, no, I'm okay, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm good. You know, like, I'm not even going to sit here and try to be a hater. Like, I'm not even going to hate for real. Just no. Sonic is good. I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's underrated. Sonic is actually so good. They have actually really good food, in my personal opinion. I think that Sonic is good. Personal opinion, y'all. Personal opinion. Because sometimes you got to reiterate that. Because, girl, ooh, people just be hating. I tell you. But also, I don't like... So, now we're going to move on to actual, like, restaurants. Chili's is good. That is underrated. Chili's is so good. We went there the other night, and it filled us up off of, like, 3 bites. And so, that's the first time Ryan hasn't finished his food. My fiance, by the way. That's the first time he hasn't finished his food. And that man can eat a lot. Like, a lot. And then we got Applebee's. Applebee's is okay. But the only thing I would have to say about Applebee's is, I don't know. I just feel like they could be a little bit more. I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. That's just my opinion. Texas Roadhouse is, Texas Roadhouse is so good. They have such good ribs and mac and cheese. And just everything is so good at Texas Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse is so good. Also, I really like, I hope you know, this podcast is, like, unedited, by the way. So, I literally just record it, and then I upload it, and then that's it. Literally. Unedited. So, like, there's gonna be silences, you're gonna be stuttering, and it's just literally raw footage of me just talking about my personal opinions that no one asked for. And that is what the title's gonna be. But anyways, I feel like, Texas Roadhouse is so good. What else is there? What else is here? Like, there's a lot of good, like, restaurants, too. That's the crazy part. I like going at, to, like, sushi restaurants. Sushi is really good. I think it just depends on which one you go to. In my personal opinion, Chinese buffets, no, that's a scam. You might as well just go to, like, McDonald's at the end of the day, because that stuff is a scam. I really think it's a scam, and it'll be making your stomach hurt. Golden Corral is good. I really miss going there for, like, family. It was always such, like, a family. I feel like that's such a canon event. Is Golden Corral, like, the whole family would meet up there after graduation, after here, after this, after that. I feel like the whole family would just meet there, and I feel like it was just a perfect place to go. This is literally just me talking until I don't feel like it. I think I gotta, you know, reiterate that, but yeah. Also, what else are some good restaurants? I think that Korean barbecue is really good. Super expensive, but really, really good. I don't remember the specific place that I went, but their food was so good. And I remember getting, like, this spicy, like, ramen or I don't remember what it was, but it was so good. So good. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Period, point blank, bottom line. Okay. Snacks. Let's see. Snacks. Hot Cheetos. Absolutely yes. Lay's, yes. Lay's are good. Sour cream and onion is a maybe. I don't know, but I like all of the Lay's flavors except for the weird ones that they came out with. I don't remember the honey barbecue. Those are not the weird ones, but those are good. And the sour cream, the cheese sour creamer, I don't remember what it's called, but they're so good. Those two are probably my top two flavors for Lay's. Also, the dill pickle one is good too. I can't even lie. Takis is good. I feel like Takis lost all of the powder. Like, Takis with this, it's the Tapatio hot sauce? Tapatio? I don't remember. But it's super, super good with Takis and tahini. So good. And I be eating stuff, like, I try not to eat as much hot stuff anymore because my stomach be hurting real bad. Really good. What else? Let me think. Ruffles are actually so good. I feel like those are underrated. Ruffles are so good, bro. I can't even sit here and lie. Ruffles are, they're good. If you don't like Ruffles, that's fine. I don't care. Cheetos, like just the plain cheddar Cheetos, no. Fritos, I don't even need to say nothing on that. Just Fritos, that's all I'm gonna say. Fritos, just Fritos. Literally just Fritos is just like, no. No ham, no ham, no turkey. I'm good. Thank you, though. But no. What else? Let me think. I don't like a lot of stuff. I'm not trying to be picky. But, like, when it comes to just, like, snacks, I feel like when it comes to hot popcorn. I don't know what happened to hot Cheeto popcorn. Not the puff corn, but it's genuinely hot Cheeto popcorn. And it is so good. I used to eat it like it was literally just eat it. Like it was like, I just used to eat it. Goldfish are good. I like goldfish. Goldfish are so, so good, bro. Goldfish are so good. Like I just like goldfish. Yeah. Goldfish. I like the pizza flavor. And it may sound crazy, but I like the pizza flavor. I also like the pizza flavor of Pringles. I like the barbecue Pringles. Those are good. Y'all know those Snyder's buffalo pieces? Those are good. The Snyder's jalapeno pieces are good too. The honey mustard, good too. They also came out with Ruffles honey mustard, and I had those, and those were good. I like kettle chips. I like the kettle jalapeno chips. That were so, those are really good. And they also have sour cream and onion kettle chips. So good, bro. And I'm not even trying to be like, you know, but it is like, you, I'm just so good. So good, bro. Like, but I don't know what just happened, sorry. But it just, it's actually really good. And I'm not even sitting here and like trying to lie, but it's so good. Let me think. What else? You know what else I like that some people might hit on? I like to eat bell peppers by itself, like literally with nothing. Like I would eat a bell pepper like it's an apple. Like that is so good. If you put a little bit of ranch on it, that is so good, bro, in my personal opinion. I actually really like it. That's all I really got for today, guys. I literally just was talking about opinions that nobody really cared about. Or just like I don't know, it's just like a podcast where it's just like you talk, like you literally just talk. Like I feel like my topics aren't forced, like I don't try to force myself to talk about anything. These are literally just personal opinions that literally no one asked for, and I absolutely love the fact that I'm just saying it into a microphone and uploading it and just saying, hey, you know. But yes, and thank you for tuning in, thank you for listening, and everybody, I hope you enjoyed. Listen to it while you clean, while you draw, while you do whatever hobby, maybe while you're skydiving, or maybe if you're babysitting, maybe the kids would absolutely love to listen to somebody talk about snacks and food. But maybe if, oh, also, you know, it's also, this is crazy, because I'm sorry, I just jumped this in there, put this in here real quick. I don't like cake. I don't like cake, and I don't really like cupcakes. I like cookies, though, and donuts. Those are good. But anyways, yes. But I would just listen to it. Like, if you feel like you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you feel like I'm all over the place for you, don't listen to it. If you feel like somebody would like it, share it. All right. Bye, guys.